Good morning, everyone. We'll start here on the top of page number one with the dialogue, and then we'll process together with that opening hymn. Let us begin. Early in the morning, dubious and doubting, we expected only silence, but we heard the voice of angels. We came to attend to a corpse, but instead we encountered life. Alleluia! Watching at the cross, we see the powerful reality of a life directed by love. Risen Jesus, as we meet you in imagination, standing in the graveyard, may fear be thrown off, our lives energized, and our feet follow yours in the service of justice. Amen. Glimpse the challenging potential of a life constrained by love. Risen Jesus, as we meet you in the world, incarnated in others, may selfishness be defied, our hearts expanded, and our hands joined with yours in the service of liberation. Walking in the garden, we encounter the vibrant possibilities of a life reborn through love. Risen Jesus, as we meet you beyond time, present in our midst, may what is wounded be healed through love, and what is mortal be transformed by life, in the service of your kingdom. Amen. Jesus, through your committed living and dying, you show us the possibilities of love and reveal the first fruits of your kingdom. We confess that all too often we have let self-preservation smother love and defy the rule of justice. Jesus, by your patient waiting in the tomb, you show us the possibilities of love and reveal the first fruits of your kingdom. We confess that all too easily we have let self-interest out-argue love and restrict the reach of liberation. Jesus, in your paradoxical rising from the dead, you show the possibilities of love and reveal the first fruits of your kingdom. We confess that all too readily we have let doubt keep love chained and deny the possibility of transformation. Jesus, incarnate love, committed, patient, and free. Your resurrection reminds us that the graveyard is also where life begins again. Meet us now in our places of death. Touch and transform us that our lives too might witness to the possibilities of love and bear the fruits of your kingdom. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the Gospel of John. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thank you. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, directed by love, accepted restraint, and lived a fully human life to begin the healing of the world. Alleluia! With wonder we affirm it. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, sustained by love, accepted restraint, and died on the cross to draw the sting of death. Alleluia! With faith we accept it. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, empowered by love, accepted restraint and was entombed to break the grip of evil. Alleluia! With confidence we believe it. We believe that Jesus, God unbounded, directed, sustained, and empowered by love, threw off all restraint and rose from the dead to transform the world through life. Alleluia! With joy we proclaim it. Thanks be to God.
Has met us once again in the garden and touched and transformed us with life. Alleluia! With joy we accept it. Jesus, life in all its fullness, now calls us onward into the powerful reality, the challenging potential and the vibrant possibilities of the life of his kingdom. Alleluia! With conviction we will live it. Thanks be to God.